I'm solo, I'm riding solo, I'm riding solo, I'm riding solo, solo. Oh, 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 oh.
Hello and welcome to episode 9 of Hike Club, the third in the mini monologue series, where I talk to myself and to you, no guests. So, as I've been talking about quite a lot, collaboration is key to success, and pretty much everything I've ever had released has been a collaboration with friends, colleagues, sometimes people I've never met across the globe. I believe creativity needs community, and it's just way more fun with other people. You share in the enjoyment and the pain of creating something together when it's not working out and when it's going amazingly. That excitement, that burst of energy. But sometimes you need to shake it up. Go back to the bedroom songwriter you started out as. Right back to the guitar, the keyboard, the pen and paper on your bed while the rain is pouring outside your window. Now, there are many benefits to collaboration. There's always someone to either affirm, encourage, or in fact challenge your ideas. You need a sparring partner, a space for reflection, someone who will hear things differently and suggest, augment, or even skew your ideas 180 degrees to hopefully make something even better. However, there is something to be said about that quiet or indeed loud moment of uninterrupted inspiration in bed, brushing your teeth, at the rush hour traffic lights, whenever, wherever, to quote the Colombian legend Shakira. Somewhere where there is no questioning or indeed approving voice in the room. This can lead to some of the most raw and creative output. You get that initial rush to the head from the heart. So let me take you back a little bit. So I used to write for bands when I was younger. Some of my friends had bands and I was in a couple. Sometimes we would start ideas together, but as the band progressed, I would often just be in my bedroom with my computer creating ideas from scratch. Sometimes they were full songs and mostly they were full songs. And then on the Saturday, I'd bring them to band practice. And they would then change the structure, add riffs, and a whole new beast, a whole new entity arose from that initial creative idea. We didn't really know what we were doing, but I just knew I had an idea and the band would make it better. But I kind of felt out of the habit of doing that until recently. I don't write every single day. Occasionally I have days off in the calendar. Recently, I started to sit down with the freedom of no pressure, no one's expecting any music from me today, and just pull the computer up with no real purpose. And I just start, maybe putting down a few chords, a beat, or whatever. And sometimes magic happens. A melody or a phrase or a chord sequence inspires the next few hours of fun and diversion. And at the end of the day, I've ended up with something, sometimes multiple somethings, that I never would have had with anyone else. Also, to be quite realistic, sometimes the idea is also trash, or I can't sustain my own attention span with what I'm doing. But when a good idea is forming, it is so exciting to start the day with no other person around and to have ended it with something tangible, melodic, harmonic, creative is just one of the best feelings. But with no one to judge the idea, no one to shout from the sofa at the back of the room, "Hey, that's sick, what about this lyric for that melody?" How do you know it's good? Well, like Esther Dean says about her writing, you got to go back to the goosebumps. Forget the voice that says, "Oh, will my manager like this? Will some random A&R find this good?" Just write. Writing solo requires you to take on different roles, wear different hats. You first of all have to become the inspiration and the vessel for the idea, wherever it may come from. And then go to a different department in the building, press the elevator button, go up a level, take a pay increase, and become the critic. And this is a really good skill, really kind of underestimated actually in songwriting, that can not only make your own independent work better, but also further inform your work back in the room with your fellow humans. You have a toolkit. So the inspiration is just the first start of that, the unfiltered passion. Then you need to delve into the box to find ways of making your idea better, to challenge yourself with directed questions. Say, I've sat down for half an hour and I'm absolutely loving what I'm doing and I have all this creative input and energy going on, and then I stop. Take 5 minutes out, think about it. Ask yourself, could this section be simpler? Is the lyric punchy enough? Quite often, the question for myself is, have I made this too complicated? I know what I'm saying, but will the listener? And that is the thing about being creative. You have to make sure your audience understands what you're doing, especially in pop music. Now, there are some other genres where being a bit more cryptic is really cool and helpful, but in pop music, generally, I would say the simple idea wins. There's another form of writing solo, which, again, we don't talk about enough, but is really important to making you as a writer well-rounded and able to be brought in lots of different environments and to be applied in many different work environments. Editing someone else's solo efforts. So let me give you an example. Joe from the writing team The Nocturnes, with whom I've written quite a lot, he's a melodic fountain of ideas. Him and Charlie are both brilliant. But Joe sent me a verse and a pre-chorus on a track he's working on for someone quite big. His initial verse and pre-chorus ideas, melodic and lyrically, were really brilliant and very cool, and something I wouldn't have come up with. But he was kind of stuck on a chorus. So my job as a solo writer in the room on my own on a Tuesday was to find something fresh to add to what he'd done, but also maintain a continuity, a thread that goes from his verse, his pre, to my new chorus. My idea had to be as dope as his ideas, but also progress them. And as I said, this song was intended for a big artist, so the standard needed to be competitive with all the best writers in the world. That's always the challenge and always what I strive for, and I know Joe does too. I listened to what he'd done. I got a feel for the emotion and the lyric space. What's he saying? Where's he taking it? What's then the space we need to fill in the chorus? So I loaded the track into Logic, took the mic, and put the chorus on loop, and I sung the first few melodies that naturally came into my head. I then settled on one I liked after some back and forth, and I just kept tweaking, trying different rhythmic variations, some melody changes here and there, to see if it had enough balance between being too simple, too dumb, not interesting enough, too interesting perhaps. Then I started to write lyrics to the half-nonsense that I was singing. I then rewrote and then went for a cup of tea, came back, listened to it and thought, this could be better. It's poetic, but it might be too poetic. So I rewrote and then another version, then another version, and then I was eventually happy enough. I then presented this idea back to Joe and the team. Different areas of solo work came together as a collaboration. I picked up where he left off. Then he picked up where I left off. Now, we could have done this in a room together, no problem, but it might have had a different outcome. As I said, collaborating in a room with the right people can be amazing. But, and I must stress this, the environment has to be conducive to allowing creative freedom. There must be space and respect. And where one person starts and then comes to a crossroads, the other must pick up. And that's what happens when there's a fun, productive flow to the session. But I've had it where someone obstructs the process, where they won't let anyone else but their ego in, and they're too protective. And thus, I or another writer in the room is then reticent to share their ideas, even though you know that you have something amazing to bring to the table. So this is what writing solo can allow you to overcome. You can be free, and most often when you feel free, the most unique and good material shines through. Going back to the boxing analogy from earlier, having a sparring partner, when you are writing solo, it's like training on those dark weekday nights alone, getting in shape, getting in form, knowing which maneuvers, which moves to use when you're back in the ring and have that creative back and forth with your creative partner. Writing solo can also boost your confidence to start and explore new ideas, and you really get a feel for who you are as a writer and how you like to write. So in conclusion, write solo wherever, whenever, and if you have a day with some trusted colleagues, bring your chorus hook or verse melody or just the title you've come up with on your own in your bedroom back into the studio. And therefore, your next human collaborations face-to-face will have more direction, you'll have more confidence, you'll be able to bring forth your ideas, your way of writing, and then let others pick up where you leave off. Thanks for listening. I've been Height. Riding solo, solo, high.